In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. The Gospel of Matthew says that Jesus Christ was born in this way. His mother was betrothed, in the King James it says espoused, to Joseph. Now betrothal in the Scripture, in the Old Testament, is kind of, as we would call it today, being engaged. But in Scripture, those who were engaged, those who were betrothed to one another, were called husband and wife, even though they had not yet wed. And so Mary was betrothed to Joseph. And after she was betrothed, it was found that she was with child. And according to the law, what Joseph needed to do was not to wed this woman, not to take her as his wife. That's what take her as his wife means, to wed her as his wife after they'd already been betrothed. And so he was going to not wed her. He was not going to make a public example of her. He was going to quietly not wed her. But then he had a dream, and the angel Gabriel came to him in the dream, and Gabriel told him not to do according to the law. Bishop Nikolai Velimirovic points out that it is at this point that there is a juncture between the law and grace. There is going to be something new. God is going to do something by his grace. And more than just his presence in the world as his divine energy, he has chosen to change things by the Holy Spirit. And the woman Mary and the eternal Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, is conceived in her womb. And so the law that determined that Joseph would not wed this woman, Joseph puts aside in humility and in obedience. He accepts the word of the divine messenger of God, Gabriel, and he weds Mary and obediently does as he was told and calls the name of the child that is born, Jesus. In obedience and humility, he does these things. Oftentimes, when we think of the Nativity, we think of how it could not have been possible had Mary not humbly accepted the word of Gabriel when Gabriel came and announced to her God's intention. And she responds to God, "Thy will be done. Let it be to me as you have said." But we don't often think of Joseph, who also responded to Gabriel in humility and obedience. Humility and obedience are what Jesus Christ is going to reveal as the marks of our true humanity. We cannot be fully human without humility. And an obedience to God that is not an obedience to the law. Before the fall, Adam was perfectly humble and obedient and at one with God. That's what was lost. And that's what God is coming to restore by way of the birth of his Son, revealing to us something about our humanity that we did not understand. We respond to the world in pride and the effort to accomplish, not recognizing that without humility and obedience, we cannot be fully human. And so, God reveals this truth to us about ourselves, and also reveals the truth about himself, that he too is humble, not prideful, not forcing human beings to live as he created them to be. Humility and obedience are the watchwords of the feast day of the Nativity. Adam violated obedience and lost humility, St. Nikolai says. And those two, obedience and humility, are always gained together or lost together. Then, having lost humility and obedience, his direct communication with God was cut off. The bridge was demolished, and he fell into a fearsome, stagnant darkness in which he had to light himself with his own candle before, at one with the sun, the source of light itself. In the light of that sun, that light could not be seen because he was at one with the light. But after the fall, that candle that God gives him to take into the world is the only light that he still has. He then began not only to make a difference between himself and God, and to see a difference between his will and the will of God, and his feelings and those of God, his thoughts and those of God, but he was scarcely able to be aware of his likeness to God. While Adam was obedient and humble before his Creator, all around him breathed obedience and humility. But what a change came about in the twinkling of an eye. At the moment of Adam's fall, he was surrounded by the disobedient. Here was disobedient Eve beside him. Here was the chief disseminator of disobedience and pride, the spirit of disobedience, Satan. Here was the whole of nature, disobedient, rebellious, full of fury. And Adam, the richest of all the creatures, felt himself to be the poorest. He now felt himself naked, humiliated, lonely. So naked that he was forced to cover his nakedness by a worldly knowledge and skill to slake his spiritual thirst from the world, to feed from the world as animals fed from the world. Look now at the Lord Christ. With him all is obedience and humility. The archangel Gabriel, the representative of angelic obedience and humility. The Virgin Mary, obedience and humility. Joseph, obedience and humility. The shepherds, obedience and humility. The wise men from the east, obedience and humility. Storms, obedient. Winds, obedient. Sun and moon, obedient. Men, obedient. Beasts, obedient. All is obedient to the Son of God, the new Adam. And all is humble before him. For he also is unconditionally obedient to his Father and is humble before him. God reveals us to ourselves as created for humility and obedience and oneness with him. He makes it possible for us to be obedient even in the midst of a world where death is present. And the temptation is to continue to feed from the world and ignore the fact that we have been saved from that fallen necessity by the birth of Christ. This joy that is given to all the world is the joy of our salvation from separation from God. Christ has taught us to love others in obedience and humility. This is the Christian path. As we prepare to celebrate the nativity of Christ, the birth of the Son of God as one of us, as our new Adam, let us follow the obedience of Joseph in his humility. Let us follow Mary in her rejection of fear of this strange thing that has come upon her, and her humility and her obedience. Let us give to one another a love that is obedient to our oneness, rather than demanding our pride and our separation from one another. Let us not either give or receive in pride, but let us learn to give of ourselves to others in humility and the love of God. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.